Hey y'all, welcome back to Lily Her Podcast. I'm your host, Ayana Mariah, and we are back here with another Big Yon production boom. We ain't never played no games. Never have. Right? Yeah, never had, never will. See, I got my favorite homegirl on the couch with us today. Period. Jayla, she back here. Back again. How do you feel?
Yes, like, I feel so good. I'm so happy to be back.
I'm so happy you back too. I'm not gonna lie. As y'all know though, it is spooky season. So we back here to dive into all things spooky, all things boundaries, all things that the girls are wondering. This year, I want to start with a little wind down. If you had to title this season of your life, even if you was to name it like a little spooky book or a little chapter in your life, what would you call it?
That's a really good question.
Yeah, you know, I'm always gonna come hard.
I know, that's right. I would name the season of my life, I guess, giving it like a little spooky title. Trust. Okay. That word can be a little spooky. Like, it can be spooky when you're trying to trust the process, trusting God, trusting just life and like what everything has for you.
Yeah.
It can be hard, you know, especially like with running a business, like trusting that everything's gonna go well or smooth sailing, or just even trusting that like you're gonna do good on this test. Like, yeah, you know, it's like a kind of like a spooky word to me. So
trust is a spooky word. Yeah. You're 100% right. You mentioned before that, you know, you've been working on leaning out on your understanding, and ever since you said that, it stuck with me, and I realized that some things just aren't meant to be overanalyzed.
Right.
And I'm a person where I'm gonna overanalyze everything, or like some things don't need to be breaking down. Sometimes it's meant for us to just walk through what God is calling us to do, and however that looks. Somebody told me the best way to make God laugh is to tell him your plans.
Wait, that's actually so real though.
So sometimes we just have to, you know, just trust God's timing. So like you said, you know, trust is something you've been dealing with. So what does that mean for you when it comes down to like leaning not on your own understanding in this season of your life?
I feel like that really helped me with coming to terms of this event that was going to be on my birthday. It was like an art show. Mm-hmm. It got canceled, and I was like really bummed out about it. I was really sad, you know, my birthday, having the art gallery, that would have been so fun. But now it didn't work out. I'm just like, okay, I completed so much this year. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm really young, running a business, doing my thing. Like, why can't I just sit down and just be happy and just intake like what I've been doing instead of just keep doing it and like not setting myself aside, but really taking a break and just looking at all like everything I've sown, all like the fruit I've just produced. You know what I mean? And so, yeah.
It's so crazy that you said that, because when they said that quote as like telling God your plans and he gonna like, you know, that's his joke of the day. And even what you just saying, like, you know, you wanted to, on your birthday, you still wanted to do the art gallery so that way you can like see everything that you've sewn into your brand and stuff. But you never know what he's setting you up for, like, especially around that time. And maybe he knows that you need that. So that's more of a reason that he decided that you don't need this exactly on your birthday. Because you also had an art gallery recently.
Yes, I did. Mm-hmm. It was last month. It was on First Friday for enrichment. They do First Fridays. And they just started doing it back here in Norfolk.
Oh, for real?
Mm-hmm. Yes. They just have, like, galleries and there's be food and all that stuff.
Oh, no, that's right.
So I got asked last minute. Shout out Naomi. Love you, queen. She asked me to be at my CNTR art gallery for, I think it was about self-love and just mental health. And all that stuff, and I brought one of my pieces I made over the summer, and it was so sweet. And just for that to even just be random,
yeah,
a pop-up, and I'm just like, who knows what's in store for me? Like, just because that one thing got canceled, that's okay, because it's like, so like, the world is your oyster.
Yeah,
like, literally.
You're so cute. You're right. With all that being said, what was a moment that, like, a light bulb turned on for you where you had to let go of what you thought you knew and just trust in God?
The light bulb that really sparked in my mind, like, when you said that, was just really not settling for anything when it comes to my business, when it comes to my life. I feel like I've undermined and accepted the law of the bare minimum. Or like, just because somebody has their hand out, it doesn't have to be like with money, just with like them being themselves. I don't have to settle for anything less than what I know I should receive.
Yeah.
Borderline, even just being a, like, acquaintances. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, just not settling for none of that. Like, everybody's human at the end of the day, but I really feel like knowing that I'm not just some regular girl, like, I really value myself, so I feel like everybody around me I should value. All the friendships, all the relationships I have around me, my business, I value highly. My relationship with God, highly. Like, I don't know, like, that's just, like, the light bulb that really just clicked in recently.
And I agree, because I think, as far as when I've talked to my friends, it seems like that's the season that they might be going through as well. And I think it's also a season I've been going through, just trying to figure out, since these are, like, the boundaries that I'm setting, and these are the standards that I'm setting, just making sure that, like, it's now reflecting in everything that I'm doing. Because now that I done made that this apparent that this is how I'm going to move, I have to make sure that I'm, like, holding people in my life accountable for it. And I think sometimes that can be the hard part, but right. I do feel the same way, and I definitely agree. With that being said, what boundaries have kind of been the hardest for you to set throughout this spooky season of yours? Has it been like friends, with love, your career, or even just like with you checking in or checking back in on yourself as well?
Wow, I love this question so much, y'all. Like, what? So the boundaries I feel like I've set with myself so far would be put God first, school second, because school ain't cheap.
Period. Okay? Look, school, you gotta cheap. Invest in yourself though.
Right. Like, that's something somebody can never take away. Mm-hmm. Is your degree. So that, my business. I'm just trying to get into more like content, more putting myself out there. I know it can be a little timid, but that's changing, so.
We've been seeing it too. The glow is different.
Yeah, the glow is different. Like, for real. Boundaries are just like my time, my energy into people. Really just knowing when to let go, when to just, you know, just keep moving. Like, you know, like, people come and go, but it's like, end of the day, like, I know, like, what I have and the relationships and friendships I've had is just are very genuine and, like, just more like loyalty based, I feel like.
Yeah.
So just really, like, that's a big thing. I'm a big thing about loyalty, so it's like, that's a big boundary.
Okay, so you would say friendships and then just making sure they're holding that same loyalty for you as well.
Yeah, because, like, it's so easy, I feel like, to, you know, like, as, like, when you have friends, like, it's like, yeah, like, you're just so giving.
Yeah.
You let a lot of stuff slide, but not saying everybody's bad or people doing slick stuff. It's just like, you know, like, you're just a naturally
nice person.
You're naturally forgiving.
Yeah.
But it's like more of, yeah, like, you can be like that, but some people, like, can see that and take that and run with it. But not saying that's, like, everybody, but just making sure, like, you know.
Yeah, you're right. Making sure that you're setting those boundaries with friends. And I think sometimes that can be the hardest, like, when it comes down to relationships. But friends and family, yeah. And I think sometimes for family, it can be kind of easy as well for people. But with friends, I think that's, like, a very, very, like, hard thing to talk about. It's like you start off in a certain relationship with someone. And then once things change, or you're deciding, like, hey, these are my boundaries. Now you can't move like that. We're not going to move like that. And they be looking at you kind of funny sometimes. And I think it is very hard to set those boundaries with your friends. They're looking like, girl, I've been doing this. But it's like, actually, I don't want you to do this anymore.
Right.
Mm-mm,
and
I
it's
get you.
Okay. Like, it's okay to have those conversations with the people you love around you. Like, it doesn't mean it's going to be like an argument or anything. Like, it's just you really expressing your emotions. And
given that, like, everything that we did just say, how do you know when a choice is protecting you, protecting your peace, versus just avoiding something that's, like, that's hard to do or a hard decision that you don't want to make?
Oh my gosh. Like, that's so crazy. Like, I can feel it in my chest. Or, like, in my stomach. Like, I feel like something that I know I'm not supposed to do or anything, I can feel that.
Your body, like, rejects it?
Yeah, like, it's like, I physically don't feel good in my stomach, like, at all. Or, like, if I know it's something my heart wants to do, because sometimes your heart can be very deceitful.
Yeah.
But I know if it's something I truly want to do, I want to do it, like, no matter what. Like, I think it's more of a discernment thing, like, honestly. So, yeah.
We're going to play a game.
Okay. So
first game, it's called Hex or Heal, okay? In this game, it's basically going to be us or me throwing out a couple of different scenarios where we have to decide if we're hexing it, basically letting it go, Or are we healing it? So we're going to fix it, keep it, decide how to live with it.
I love that.
Are you hexing the friendship that never says sorry? So are you letting go of that friend? Or are you healing and choosing to, you know, see their heart over their habits because y'all been friends for a long time?
I'm hexing.
Okay.
Sorry. I'm sorry. Like, I got to get you out of here. Like no shame. Like, I know it's kind of hard for sometimes to people to admit that they're sorry or just to understand, like, if somebody's expressing they don't like something, they probably won't understand where they're coming from, which is, like, it's okay. But I feel like if you already try to have that conversation and, you know, at the end of the day, like, the person is knowingly doing what you don't like when what y'all talked about already. And I feel like if there's, like, a conversation, like, being taken place and there's no change, like, you gotta go.
I agree. I'm with you as well. Hexing is what I would do, is get them out of here. A lot of times, I think sometimes it's very hard to hex them, though. But hexing is definitely the one that, like, my higher self would move with, for sure. Mm-hmm. And the one that I would like to move with, too.
Yeah. No, I get it, though. It's so hard.
Yeah, but I agree. You gotta get them out of here. We don't like that.
Period.
Next one. Would you hex the illusion that it was all perfect when you were really struggling? So basically, this is you choosing between your romanticizing your soft girl era. Hex the illusion that it will all be pretty when you are really struggling. Or heal it by taking the lessons and creating soft life this time.
Yeah, I would definitely heal that.
Okay.
Definitely being in a situation where I feel like I was romanticizing a lot of, like, not, like,
things that you should not be romanticizing, yeah.
It kind of just is like you're faking it until you make it. And I actually kind of hate that term because it's like,
me too.
It's like, okay, you can, like, put on your face, do your job, go, you know, whatever. But I think it's, like, there needs to be some type of acknowledgement on how you feel. And I think trying to cover that up with money or just materialistic things, it's not going to heal nothing. And you're just going to be left empty and hurt if you just keep trying to fill a hole with stuff that it's not even, like, tangible. It's not really, like, like, you know what I mean?
Like, yeah, I understand completely. And I think that, like, nowadays, a lot of people in society do talk about your soft girl era. And I think a lot of times, it's just, like, a lot of girls and women. Now, don't hate me, no shade, y'all.
Yes, please. But
this is just my opinion. I do think that it's just a lot of people not really wanting to deal with their emotions, kind of like you said, and suppressing it, and then just saying, like, I'm in my soft girl era, so to the point where I don't kind of have to deal with stuff. But it's like, you being soft means having those hard conversations and figuring out, like, what you need to make you a better person. That's going to make you romanticize your life and be in your soft girl era because you've healed past these things. Now you're just suppressing old emotions and being happy with any shiny thing that come your way. And that's not how things work.
At all. Because at the end of the day, like, where are you going to take all of that stuff?
Yeah.
When it's, like,
time, yeah, because soft girl, baby, soft girl era is an era. You want something that lasts a lifetime.
You ain't that.
Yeah.
Man, it's just a big yawn production.
Period. Look,
it's a big fucking yawn production.
We ain't doing that. Okay. Yeah, we ain't doing that half. You either be over coming with it now or not. That's it.
Clock that.
Era is nothing. Like, everybody loves this little 15 minutes of fame, babe.
No, thanks.
Question number 3. Defending your side every time. Now, are you going to hex the need to over-explain yourself all the time? Or you can heal it by learning to communicate only when it's fruitful to you?
Yes, I love this question. I'm going to heal it, though.
Okay, period.
I'm going to heal it. What I've learned, I over-explain myself a lot. My people, they know.
Okay.
But I'm trying to learn how to just, sometimes not everything just needs a comment or a combat or me trying to fight for my life. For no reason, because, like, at the end of the day, I don't really care what y'all think. I just care about what really God thinks, what, how I'm, like, pouring in other people, how they're pouring back into me. If I, like, I would sit down and have a whole conversation, deep heart-to-heart, that's cool. But in some situations, I simply just stop caring, because I just don't care no more. Like, over-explaining myself, one, you're probably not even going to hear me, because you already have your combat.
Yeah.
Already loaded up. Yeah. Okay? Like, and at the end of the day, it's like, if I even have to do that and we claim we close, or, like, you know what I mean? Like, it's like, you should already know. Exactly.
You're not as close as I thought. Sorry. Sadly. No, that's been me 24/7 lately. I think I will be on the same thing. I'm hexing the same ones, healing the same ones. Mm-hmm. So we on the same accord, same accord. We love that. Now, in this season, what does trusting God really actually look like for you? When was a moment you had to let go of like your thoughts or what you thought you knew and just let him do his job, let him do the work?
Walking in faith literally is like you're in a dark room.
Yeah.
You're just following a voice. Literally, like, that's how I can describe it. Like,
yeah.
And then also, just, like, not everything is so sunshine and rainbows, but it can be, you know? Uh-huh. Embracing the storms, the little tornadoes.
It's all about perception. When you said faith is, like, walking through, like, a tunnel with no light, and then you just listening to it, yeah, I wanted to add, like, the voice sounds mm-hmm. very peaceful. It's telling me everything right, but I have to trust is... this is what I need to be following, right. Even though it sounds good.
Right.
And it can be good for you, but you still gotta follow it.
Also that, and then also like that nice voice that actually is leading you to wrong.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now that one.
Yeah.
That one could be hard. Mm-hmm. That one could be really hard.
Yeah. It's up to you to have like very strong will to be able to make the right decisions. And then also like still remembering like what God told you and remembering his word. What's one thing that you've been realizing that you had to like release control over in this season of your life?
Yeah, I feel like I had to release control over the plans. I'm such a strategic planner. I plan with school, I plan with my business, I plan with my life. I started planning my 21st birthday when I was 6 years old.
Period.
Ooh, like, what was wrong with me? I really don't know. But like letting go of that, not necessarily like letting go of like what you want. Obviously mm-hmm. God knows like your heart. And your needs. But I think it's more of like, sometimes you can underestimate yourself so much, God has something so much bigger.
Yeah.
Or there's like something, a situation where you don't need to be in, and you might think, oh, like, this is going this way, but it's really for him to better you, and just for him just to make you just who yeah. you're supposed to be. So, yeah.
Has it ever been a time where you were kind of upset at God because you didn't?
Girl, yes. Like, I'm sorry. Like, no, because I talk to God. Like, that's like mm-hmm. my friend. Thank you.
Yeah.
I admit that I get really upset, especially mm-hmm. like when you feel like you're doing so much, you're working so hard.
And you deserve this and...
Yeah, at least the bare minimum. But it's like...
what you feel is the bare minimum.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's like, but you know what? The other day, I really looked around in my room. And I looked at, you know, just walking in my neighborhood and stuff. I'm just like, I'm already so blessed.
I do the same thing.
Like, I'm so blessed to even just sit in this room right now. Uh-huh. Yeah, that didn't work out. But there's people out there really struggling and don't have anything. Mm-hmm. You're just so just blessed, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That's something that I deal with as well. Like, especially when you was like, you just be in your room thinking like, I'm so blessed. I'll be brushing my teeth. I'll be like, damn, like, I'm very blessed because we see things that we just see a lot. You know, the world is such a, especially on our phones, it's such a like a accessible place for us to see everything and see everybody else's life and see what we should have, see what we, or what we feel like we should have, what other people don't have. So.
Right.
I definitely agree with you on that.
Alexa, play United Nations plus 1,000 Ways to Die.
Okay, I'm period. Mariah. No, for real.
The scientist.
No, for real.
That's some real. That is real.
Where's the love, y'all?
No, for real. No, you ain't. Lay down.
So when did you feel that shift, though? Like, the moment you finally had to start, like, letting go of these decisions and what I want can't all be on me.
Yeah, like, what really made me realize that was just, like, major things, like, getting a job. Uh-huh. So important.
Yeah.
To have a job you really love. I love my job.
Uh-huh.
Just jumping head first with business opportunities, like pop-up shops. Banking on yourself.
Yeah. All the unexpected things that like, we don't, like, I like that.
And I feel like I hate that as humans we naturally underestimate ourselves. We probably don't even think nothing of it, but we really do.
We do really bad.
Yeah, and it's just like breaking out of that misconception that, especially as a black person.
Mm-hmm.
Look.
In America in 2025. Yeah.
We're so, like, we're just so, like, period. Like, we're just so.
I agree. Team. We are very team. But I don't like the fact that, you know, we do be putting ourselves down on what we can do. And I talked about this on my last episode, kind of like how our reality is going to change last. It's up to us to be able to have the mindset and to be able to make the choices that we want before our reality will look different. You know, you have to move like that before God blesses you with everything that you deserve, honestly. So how do you calm yourself down in keeping trust? Because I feel like that's a hard thing people don't talk about, like, especially when you feel like you can't see what's ahead and you don't know what's next for you.
So how do I calm myself down?
Yeah, like, how do you calm yourself down? Mm-hmm. How do you keep trusting and walking in that tunnel when it's black and you just hear that voice? Like, how do you keep trust in that? Because I know I believe in God, baby. I ain't got nothing. Yeah. Baby, say number
five. I would say number one, praying for sure.
Yeah.
But definitely number two is reminding myself all of the darker valleys I've walked and knowing that I've been brought out and refined 10 times better. It's kind of hard to remember, like, how that process was and refining. And it's not going to be the same process, different scenario, different process of healing. But just know that all you can do is just get better. You know what I mean?
You're 100% right. Every day that we, like, wake up, like, we really get another chance to, like, try again. Like, he believes in us. He believes in us enough to, like, really give us another, like...
That makes me so emotional.
Yeah, I be thinking about that every morning. Like, as much as I didn't want to wake up this morning, like, I didn't do yesterday, but he's genuinely giving me a chance to try again. And even with the dreams, anything could have happened for me not to be able to do it. Even with the big dreams that I have for tomorrow, like, he's giving me another day to, like, plan and prep and walk some things out, you know, that I want to do. So
what a blessing.
Yeah, what a blessing. What a blessing he does. Well, that takes me on to our next game, actually. Candlelight Confession. This is where we're basically going to share something that has either scared us, tested us. You guys can play from home or forced us to trust God in the dark. For you, Jayla, this can be a moment that you were terrified, a truth that you haven't admitted yet, or it could be a prayer that you secretly, you know, been praying underneath your breath.
Okay, yeah, I'm gonna do the first one.
First one, okay, so you're gonna be terrified. Okay, so what's something that once haunted you or scared you, or it could be a moment that you just couldn't make sense of, even though you see that, like, you know, now it was God protecting you from that situation, even if it was a moment that broke you?
Yeah, I think everybody, like, goes through, like, heartbreak and stuff. Mm-hmm. But I think it's more of being perceived. That's, like, my biggest one.
That's a big one. I'm
terrified at. Well, not anymore. I really don't care now, so clock that.
Period.
No, for real, like, when I was younger, I used to hate being perceived. I don't know, I was, like, a little tomboy growing up, but, like, not too much, but, like, I definitely like playing with, like, wrestlers.
G.I. Joe and shit.
Yeah, but I also love me a Barbie house.
Okay,
so I was, like, multifaceted queen.
She had the army guys in the dollhouse.
Yeah, because my little brother, too. So,
okay,
you know.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense, though.
And, yeah, so when people will be like, oh, like, I thought you were, like, really mean, or just because I'm soft-spoken doesn't mean, like, I'm a pushover, or how kind I am.
Yeah.
Or, like, just even going back to my younger self, like, I used to be a little cray-cray.
Yeah.
I hate that. Everybody evolves. Everybody changes. Mm-hmm. God gives you a new identity.
He does.
Even, like, coming up here at first, I, like, hated whatever people thought about me being perceived.
Yeah,
I don't care.
I remember that. I remember you was first worried
about that as
well. I don't care
anymore. Because I'm true to myself. I love myself.
Period.
I love God. I love the people around me.
Period.
That's all that matters. So, period.
I know that's right. You mentioned before that vulnerability can be scary.
Yeah.
And my question to you is, what has being vulnerable in this season taught you about yourself and your relationship with, you know, God in general?
Yeah, I think it has really taught me to be authentic to my true self at all times.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing wrong with being vulnerable, especially to my black queens and kings.
Yep.
Look, it's okay to cry. It's okay to show your emotion. It's okay to express your emotion. It doesn't have to be disrespectful.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to really try to bury that down and to keep pushing is what society and everybody has been trying to put on us.
Mm-hmm.
But one thing is a blessing to tap into that side of ourselves and to really heal that part of ourselves and to really just being okay to be vulnerable, because we're all human. So, yeah.
Yeah, you're right. And it's a lot. We can't keep burying those ghosts, because those ghosts will linger in the next portion of our life. And 9 times out of 10, them ghosts were supposed to die a long time ago.
Girl.
They weren't supposed to be taken into this next
life. It'd be ghosts that'd be 48 years old.
Girl, yeah, just
sitting there. You got to go.
You got to get them out of here. So where do you think we settle the most? Like in friendships, love, careers?
Everything. I think we settle with everything, especially mm-hmm. like black women. Like, I feel like, oh, just because we have an ounce of love, they're like my forever partner. Oh, just because this job pays me. Oh, yeah, it's my forever job.
Yeah.
No, and it's so hard because it's like you feel comfortable, but being comfortable is always not that good. You need change. You want better for yourself. You want high goals for yourself. You want savings account. You mm-hmm. want, you know, to have yourself build up financially. Like, there's things you need to do to execute that, and just settling for that is really hard, especially when you're comfortable in what you've been living in. But the uncomfortable is when you really start to shift all that.
I love when you said that, because especially when you came down to all of them, friendships, you know, we think just because, you know, this is a good friend, it's been my friend the whole time, that they're not supposed to be my friend, when in reality, you know, it's not meant for us to settle. And especially when it comes down to black women, you nailed that on the head with the love and the career. It's not meant for us to be settled. We're supposed to make the hard decision. So my next question is, do you ever check on yourself to make sure that you're not slipping back into old patterns?
I really try a couple of days out of the month to have a self-care day.
Okay.
Like a day where it's just me by myself, I'm taking myself out to eat, going to like a museum or like something cute like that. And really just to reflect on life. My favorite is going out to eat and going to museums. Oh my gosh, y'all, I just seen the Ifrita exhibit in Richmond. It's gone now, but girl, her story crazy.
For real?
She married this guy, paying him, love him, they were young. I think he did get with her sister. Girl, I don't know. Y'all need to read. It's messy.
But love how they do that inside of like a museum. Yes. That's a beautiful
and
way to go about it.
And the art being expressed is so beautiful. And I think the couple that got into a car accident, she was kind of like, not paralyzed, but she couldn't really function as well as she could. Uh-huh. So she really spent her last times like doing still life paintings and drawings.
I know, that's right.
But, just really reflecting back and trying to check those old habits and when I'm actually spending time on myself.
Now, we all know that our thoughts, our habits, our fears, you know, they all try to always creep back into our lives. And that's when it comes down to us knowing that we can't settle. Let's call them out and stop lurking. That takes us into the last game that we're going to play today. It's called Haunting Her. These are just going to be different prompts where we talk about things that might be haunting us and kind of explain why. I'll be able to give you some prompts and then we can go from there. So my first question to you is, what's one thought that still tries to haunt you when you're alone?
That I can't make it in life.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, I know. It gets really...
No, that's a thing for me. I'll be questioning it too sometimes.
Yeah, that's one of them.
We gotta get that out of our brain though.
For real. Like, for real.
It's okay. This episode's gonna heal us and we're gonna be cool after this. We're gonna walk out in a whole different light. Because sometimes you just gotta talk about it, you know?
Right, and acknowledge it.
Yeah, for you to actually like move different. For me, after I kind of put it out there into the world, I'd be like, okay, like I gotta move different because...
Right.
You know, I'm talking about it. I'm standing on business to everybody else about it. Like,
right, I gotta implement it for myself.
Very much. Period. T. So, yeah, what's an old habit that tries to sneak back and tests you all the time?
Going off on people. I'm not gonna lie. I used to really do my big one. Like, not just personal one-on-one. Like, I used to really like snap. Like, you gonna hear me?
That you was a crash out.
I've been delivered.
That's right.
Look, I can still pop myself, but like at the end of the day, that
No more. I'm not mad at you.
No.
Okay, so what fear still creeps up that you still have to remind yourself like not to believe?
I'm not that girl, and I'm that girl. Like, for real. Like, especially when you're about to be, and when it's that time of the month, you know.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, nobody talks about that. Like,
demons be fighting.
Look. Especially when you got a lot of stuff going on, you're running a whole bunch of stuff, you're in school, you got so much on your plate, and all you need is just a little, girl, you're just so pretty.
Yeah.
Girl, I just love the way you think. Just little stuff like that, saying to yourself, because it'd be so quick to forget that.
You're right. Yes. You're 100% right. For me, with that one, it would be just like you were saying, like trying to remember that, like, I can do it and, like, I'm not doing all of this for no reason. Right. Speaking of letting it go, I'm going to let y'all go. We appreciate you. This is a great episode. Thank you for coming on Back on the Orange Couch. Of y'all, this course. Is my girl's second episode.
Stop. I love being here. So I feel like I'm really comfortable here. This is my girl. Please follow literally her podcast. Don't play. Please don't play with
period. Her. And J-Lo Pieces, hit my girl up. She has a lot of art galleries and pop-up events that she has going on. So do not be a stranger. Speak to my girl when you see her. And yes, I appreciate you coming up here today. And I hope to see you soon.
Of course you're going to see me soon.
Enjoy your day and have a blessed one. And make today a good day on purpose. Thank you.